At this time of year, the days are getting darker, the weather is getting colder, and our liturgical year is coming to its end. Today is the second last Sunday of that liturgical year, and the last one in which we will hear from the Gospel according to Mark in year B of the lectionary cycle. And so on this last day to hear from that Gospel, we hear a portion of chapter 13 in which Jesus is telling his disciples what to expect in the future, so that this chapter is sometimes known as the Little Apocalypse. And we notice that he cautions them, of that day or hour, no one knows. And certainly we know that this is true for each of us individually when we think about when we will die. No one knows the day or the hour. Here in the parish, if we average it out, one of our parishioners dies perhaps every other week. Indeed, one died this past week. And when that moment of death comes, the soul separates from the body. The body remains on earth, while the soul goes on to its particular judgment, its individual judgment, in which each will be rewarded immediately after death in accordance with his works and faith. If someone dies in a state of mortal sin, then that person then begins to suffer the punishments of hell. If in God's grace and friendship and perfectly purified, then they will live forever with Christ in heaven. If they die in God's grace and friendship but still needing final purification, then they begin a period in purgatory to prepare them to enter the joys of heaven. Back on the first day of this month, All Saints' Day, we celebrated all of our brothers and sisters in Christ who are now in heaven. And then the next day, All Souls, we prayed for all those who are still right now undergoing their final purification. But this state is not the end of the story. Not for each soul, and not for all of creation, the entire universe. For as we profess in the Creed each week, Jesus Christ will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We heard our Lord Jesus speak of this himself in the Gospel reading today. He has promised to return, and he will fulfill his promise. This is the great hope of we who are in Christ. We do not view history as an unending cycle, as so many ancient cultures did. Rather, we see history as linear, progressing through a series of transformative events wrought by God himself and leading to a glorious conclusion. At his second coming, our Lord Jesus Christ will bring about that conclusion. Now, suppose that I could tell you with certainty that Christ was going to return 5 minutes from now. Of course, I can't actually do that. No one knows the day or the hour. But suppose I could, so that you could know right now that your life, as you know it, and all existence as we know it, would be utterly transformed after just 5 more minutes. What would your response to that be? Would you feel nervous and unprepared? Would you feel disappointed and annoyed? Would you feel relieved and joyful? If you knew that 5 minutes from now, as St. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, the Lord himself with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. If that idea of that occurring in 5 minutes makes you feel nervous and unprepared, then I urge you, prepare for it. Get ready. Soon we'll be entering the season of Advent, which is the season each year when we prepare ourselves for the Lord's second coming. What do you need to do to be prepared for that? Do you need to get right with God? Remember that confession is always offered here every Sunday at 11:30, not long after this Mass ends. And our Lord Jesus is always waiting for you in that sacrament, full of love and mercy. Do you need to take care of unfinished business with other people? Then please do so. Prepare now to be ready to meet our Lord Jesus when He comes again, so that you need not respond to that idea by feeling nervous and unprepared. Or, does the idea of His immediate return make you feel disappointed and annoyed, as if you would be missing out on something? That is the sentiment behind what is sometimes called the bucket list, that list of things you want to make sure you do before the end of this earthly life. And if you find that that was your reaction, feeling that you would miss out on something if Christ were to return in 5 minutes, then consider whether you are unconsciously thinking that heaven and the new heavens and new earth will be boring in comparison to this earthly life that we know. One day while I was in seminary, I realized that I had been thinking exactly that. But how ridiculous it is if we actually stare at it straight on. The idea that the infinite Creator of all the wonder and beauty that we know would be boring and would make a boring eternal reward. No, let us see that clearly. As St. Paul wrote, "Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and it has not entered the human heart what God has prepared for those who love Him." We can be confident. We won't miss out on anything when Christ returns. And so, we should feel relieved and joyful at the prospect of Christ coming soon. Our precious Lord, whom we have known and loved in this life, though at a distance, not yet seeing His face with our own eyes, not yet hearing His voice with our ears, then we shall see Him face to face. Then we shall know Him fully as we are fully known. Then we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. After the church passes through that tribulation of which our Lord spoke, that final trial, that persecution, then He will return triumphantly. Then all the dead will be raised, soul and body reunited, and our bodies transformed to be beautiful and powerful and glorious, like His resurrected body. Then Christ will accomplish the last judgment, the general judgment, when all will at last be set right, and each person will receive what they deserve. Then the kingdom of God will come in its fullness. Then the righteous will reign forever with Christ. Then the universe itself will be transformed into the new heavens and the new earth. Then He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away. It is no wonder, then, that St. Paul would write that he considered the sufferings of this present time to be nothing compared to the glory to be revealed. This is our great hope, that no matter how dark it may get, no matter how cold, the light of the world is on His way. He is coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.